All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So we are actually going to move on this morning to Sif Taos Samech Zayin. I sent it out on the chat yesterday. And let's begin. A very, very beautiful piece by the Rebbe. So we learned in Samech Vav, the power of Tefillah, and the need for Tefillah to unlock or to allow the Ribbono Shel Olam to deliver even brachos which were already promised, and even brachos which were already pledged, and even brachos which were already committed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To us, tefillah is still needed in order to ultimately deliver those to our threshold. So in Samech Zayin, the Rebbe here says something absolutely beautiful. Look what he writes in the Bi'uri HaChasidus. Misha Avar Al Iza Avera. If someone goes ahead and violates a particular Avera, and what happens? Gam im shav b'tshuva shleim aleh. And you're going to see why this is so special, because this relates back to something we just learned in Yuma, towards the end of Yuma. So a person commits an avera, whatever the avera is. Gam im shav b'tshuva shleim aleh. Let's say a person, Baruch Hashem, did tshuva shleim. Person mamish did complete and total tshuva for the particular chait. Mikom makom, b'chom adrega shu ola. Behisrom mus nafsho yoseh b'kedusha, misorer alav kitrog alachatam shechata ba'avar. I will say this is fascinating. So listen to the progression of events. A person commits an avera. Person does tshuva, engages in the act of repentance for that particular avera. And now what happens? A person builds themselves up. Literally, his lashon is, and now I work on myself to become a better person. And I'm successful. I'm able to reach an elevated level of holiness in every level of elevation, or I should say, in every new degree of holiness which I reach. Once again, there is a kitrug, there is a judgment that is awakened against me for the averos I committed in the past. But as I hear this at first glance, it seems very strange and to fly in the face of that which you learn for. So again, I committed an avera. I did tshuva for the avera. I became holier. Again, I realized my downfall. I realized my weakness. I did tshuva for it. I worked on myself. And now I find myself on a new level of elevated holiness. As a result of that elevated level of new holiness, of that new level of elevated holiness, there is a judgment that is once again awakened against me for the averos of my past. Okay? In the fi madrega chadasha, Ein zu nechsheves tshuvaso she'asur uya. Why, says Rabbi Tzadik? Because now in this new level, in this new darga, in this new madrega, in which I find myself currently, this new elevated level of holiness, the tshuva that I did in the past is no longer sufficient. Based on where I'm holding now, the tshuva of my past is no longer sufficient to remedy the averos. Therefore, says Rabbi Tzadik, Yesh lo lachzor v'loshuv mechadosh b'tshuva al chata'av. Therefore, again, says Rabbi Tzadik, when I reach this new elevated level of holiness, really I need to do tshuva again. I need to do tshuva again for all of my past averos. Becharata yoser amuka. With a sense of remorse that's even deeper. Ama shechatav ne'ashem yizbarach. So we'll say, you hear this? Again, when I saw this piece, it seems to fly in the face of every single thing we know about tshuva, right? Remember, again, I commit an avera, I do tshuva shleima. Now, again, I grow, I become even better. I always thought that what's the process? You shut the door. You did tshuva, and not only did you do tshuva, you've become a better person. Shut the door. Tzadik says, no, just the opposite. When you commit an avera, do tshuva, now become even a better person, a heightened level of holiness, where I'm holding now, the tshuva of my past is insufficient. I need to do tshuva again for my averos of the past. And Moshe, look what he writes, V'zeu inyon masha amar David HaMelech al atzmo. This is what David HaMelech said about it. So Moshe, this is the Gemara Masechet Yuma. V'chatasi negdi somid. My chet, my sin, is always opposite me. But also remember again, we have this machlokis in the Gemara about averos that you did tshuva for in the past. Do you have to, and you, let's say you did not repeat the same sin over the course of the last year, do you have to do tshuva for it or not? So again, remember we had the conflicting psukim. Ashrei nesuik pasha, right? Praiseworthy is the word, or is the person whose sin is covered up. And then we had again this pasuk, v'chatasi negdi samid. So Reb Tzavik says, no, you always have to do it. As you grow in life, you have to go ahead and do new tshuva on the averos of the past, because based on where I'm holding now, the tshuva of the past is no longer sufficient. Afapi shehem in David HaMelech, shekvar niskablo tshuvaso ifnei Hashem Yisbarach. Even though David HaMelech knew that when he did tshuva, you see, we'll say David HaMelech knew that his tshuva was accepted. Now, again, it's referencing over here the episode with Bathsheba. And how did David HaMelech know that his tshuva was accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? David HaMelech had a great gift. The gift was that Nasan HaNavi told him, Hashem forgives you. He was explicitly told, the Ribono Shel Olam forgives you. Kimo she'ne'emar lo mipi Nasan HaNavi, Gam Hashem He'evir Chatascha. Hashem has removed your sin. Mikol makom, but nevertheless, even though again David HaMelech was told that his sin was forgiven, mikol makom lefishehu David HaMelech lo haya omed v'nishar ba'osa hamadrega shahaisalo b'shas tshuvaso u'bichol yom tamid haya ola umisale yoseh b'kdushaso haniskava mimadrega lemadrega. But since David HaMelech is becoming greater day after day, and he's going Madrega to Madrega, and the Madrega of today is greater than the Madrega of yesterday, which is greater than the Madrega that he was on once he sinned, Lachin haya tamid osik b'tshuva al chet'o. Therefore, David HaMelech had to perpetually do tshuva for his sins. So we'll say, let's pause here for just a moment and analyze this, because this is incredibly dramatic. So I think Reb Tzadik could be understood on two levels. On a basic level, I mean, none of this is basic, but on a basic level, what we'll say is like this. I commit an avera. I do tshuva for the avera. I grow. I become a better person. So we'll say, as I become, the holier you become, the more profound your process of tshuva is. So on a basic level, what Reb Tzadik is saying is like this. The tshuva I performed after the chait, represented the spiritual level I was on. That was the quote unquote the best tshuva I could deliver at the time. But now that I've grown and now that I've become someone better, I have the capacity to go ahead and do a better tshuva. And as a result of that, right, I am. It's demanded of me to now put forward a better form of tshuva corresponding to the newly elevated spiritual status in which I find myself. The tshuva of the past worked fine because that was the level I was on. But now that I find myself on a new level and I have the ability to deliver a heightened level of tshuva, that's what I'm obligated to do. Says, and that's what Reb Tzadik says. That's what David HaMelech meant when he said, V'chatasi negdi samid. As I grow in life, my spiritual growth demands a new tshuva. Because now I am capable of delivering a heightened level of tshuva. Incredible. But perhaps, with this we'll have to stop. But perhaps, Reb Tzadik is saying something else as well. See, Rabbi said, When I commit an Avera, so why is tshuva possible? Tshuva is possible because, again, the Ribono Shel Olam realizes I'm not perfect. And how does he know I'm not perfect? Because he made me with all of my imperfections. So that's the rationale for tshuva, that I recognize that at the end of the day, I am highly flawed, highly imperfect, and therefore I have the ability to do tshuva. But saying, I watch this. After I commit the chait and I do an aveira, and now Baruch Hashem, I grow. What does that growth highlight? My capacity for greatness. Well, once you demonstrate your capacity for greatness, the culpability of sin becomes even more apparent. In other words, I will say, think about this in just a moment. Right? If your 3-year-old child goes ahead and your two-year-old takes a cup of milk and pours it on the table, you get annoyed, but there's a limit to child is 2 years old. If your 12-year-old goes ahead and dumps out a cup of milk on the table, so there's a heightened level of responsibility. Why? Because you know better. So when I sin, when I commit an Aveira, there's forgiveness. Because again, okay, we all make mistakes. But then once I grow and I become a holier person, the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, wow, you have the capacity for greatness. And if you have the capacity for greatness, that highlights, that even brings once again to front, to center stage, the culpability for sin. You're not incapable. You're not unable. Look at what you've accomplished. Look at what you've done. And now, once I see what I can do, the culpability for sin becomes even more manifest. So the great anomaly, says Reb Tzadik, is the more I grow in life, the more tshuva I have to do for my past. Because the more I grow in life, the more apparent it becomes how much I'm truly capable of. And the more I'm truly capable of, that highlights the culpability for sin even more. Therefore, says Reb Tzadik, remember again, going back to the Gemara Maseches Yuma, the Gemara made it all about, did you commit the Averis again or not? Right? I did an Avera in 5780. I did Shuvah for Rosh Hashanah 5781. So now the Shalos have to do Tshuva for it again in Rosh Hashanah 5782. So the Gemara made it kind of dependent on, well, did you commit the Avera again or not? Tuch Reb Tzadik says it actually has nothing to do with whether or not you committed the Avera. And the great anomaly is, did you grow? So you say, I would have thought just the opposite. That the more you grow, the less you have to worry about the past. And Reb Tzadik says it's just the opposite. The more I grow to a certain degree, the more responsibility there is for the past. Because my growth shows how much greatness I am truly capable of. And then once I demonstrate and actualize that greatness, the Rosh Hashanah says, come on, what were you doing? That same greatness was there when I committed the Avera last time. That same greatness was there when I committed the infraction, when I committed the transgression, and I misused that koach. So the greater I become, says Reb Tzadik, the greater my responsibility to do tshuva again for the past. Abbas, I want to point out, this is not a din in onesh. This has nothing to do with punishment. Right? Once I go out and I do tshuva, onesh is taken care of. The Pesach is talking about, this is a din in personal responsibility. That the greater I become, the more I realize that I really do have the ability to control myself. And I really do have the ability to actualize my personalistic greatness. And I really do have the ability to accomplish great things in this world, which then heightens my culpability for the transgressions of the past. Therefore, says the Pesach something amazing. Whether or not I recommit the averos of the past, if in Meretz Hashem I'm on a trajectory of growth, the more I grow, the more I have to reflect and repent for that which I've done in the past. Well, so we'll stop over here for today. We're going to spend one more day on this sif because it's a truly transformative sif, which again brings up the Gemara, but yet takes a dramatically different view of it as well. All right, Shirach, we'll see. Sounds Catholic to me. I hope not.